Hi, it's Reverend Paul Slatkus. Welcome to our Good News broadcast, our Good News Planet.tv broadcast. And today is Easter Sunday, the 12th of April, and we're going to share a lot of good news with you today. Thank you all for tuning in, and I pray that you all are safe and at home and doing the right thing now and forevermore. So today, what we're going to do, as we have started most of our broadcasts, is that since this is a very serious, this is our website, goodnewsplanet.tv, of which hopefully by the end of next week, the whole design of it will be changed due to the changing times. We've had to postpone our redesign of our website. However, it's still a practical website in business since 1998. And we're very honored to say we have about 5,000 shows, podcasts, video, text stories, and we welcome you to go through this very robust website with a lot of content soon to be released in your local neighborhood. So soon we'll syndicate it more so, and then more people will see it in other different forms, different shapes, or whatever viewing habits that they have. But on a serious note, we're going to go right to this peace prayer by Saint Francis of Assisi, and we wish everybody a happy and healthy Easter Sunday. We wish you a happy and healthy every day, actually. But this is on a serious note. I read this as a reverend. I read this as a man, and I've shared this with many because this is a great commentary about a way to live our lives. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. Where there is sadness, joy. O Divine Master, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love, for it is in giving that we receive, it is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life. Amen. Our women, as we say. And I would like to offer, actually, today, I am a ordained minister by the state of New York, and I've conducted quite a few weddings and other burials and other blessings that I've been so honored to be asked to do. Actually, tomorrow we'll be on a TV show talking about reverendship during the coronavirus time. But I want to give a shout out here. We got a phone call because I am offering anywhere in the world and that I am legally able to conduct a ceremony anywhere in the world. Of course, we would then have to go and do some paperwork to officially create that in any capacity. However, I can conduct the ceremony virtually anywhere in the world. And today, and please share my name, share Reverend Paul Slatkus with anybody in need. I'm happy to speak to somebody. So some of my good, kind, loving Italian friends sent my name to a woman in need here today, Staten Island. Her name was Vincentia, and she's in pain. She's in big pain, and she's in pain because her daughter-in-law is in the hospital, just in essence recovering from cancer and is on oxygen. And her son, Cindy, and then Frank, is with coronavirus in the hospital with a ventilator. So this is serious times. That's a seriousness that we need to give a lot of consideration to and pray for those that are in need. And I think that the St. Francis of Assisi poem really says it all. So I offer anybody, you can call me 212-647-1212. That's our corporate number for 35 years. And it's just an opportunity for somebody to share whatever's on their mind. Good, different, however it's affecting you. And I will say that if something is bothering you, because I also mentioned to this woman, Vincentia, who's in pain with a family member, a daughter where she's lost contact with for some reason, not sure of why. But she hasn't given up. She has reached out many a times, even on family serious occasions, other passing of people. Do not give up. If you care, stay in the game. It's very, very important. No matter what your scenario is, you can stay in the game. You will feel much better for yourself because the more you keep trying to heal a wound, the sooner it will heal. That's it. I don't believe in giving up, especially when it comes to love. All right, talking about love, let's go back home here. And I think what we'll go right to now is, did I say everything about faith and prayers? Well, today is a special day, and I think what we're going to go is to Oprah Winfrey. As many of you know, we created a movie, and it's called Woodstock Forever, Peace, Love, and Hope. You know, we have shows for all these places, and we have shows for all these places, and we have shows for all these places, and we have shows of shows of shows of shows, and then we have shows of shows, 5,000 shows. So if you're not doing anything, we have a place. So we're going to go right to, this is in our movie, Woodstock Forever. We also produced a book, produced a video game called Hug for Peace. But in the movie, we have a section and as a broadcaster, we're happy to share this. This is a section of Oprah Winfrey, who I was watching this morning. And actually, I'm going to read and share a little bit of Jimmy Carter's commentary when he was speaking to Oprah Winfrey Sunday morning here. Faith, and she's just a special, special person, as we all know. So this is a section on the movie, I think 8-part series on belief and on faith. So in good faith and on Easter Sunday, let's just hear a little bit about what Oprah has to say.
Graham spanning 6 continents over 7 consecutive nights. Belief follows arranged people on their profound journeys.
Because when you guys came back from the tour,
yes, you
said to me, people are searching for something, Laura. Yeah. I don't know what it is, but people are searching for something.
Yeah, there's a deep wounded people. Yes, there's a deep yearning for, and that's what belief speaks to, the yearning for something greater than yourself.
Mm-hmm. Peace means something we didn't have. And the reason for it meaning something is on opening day, Iwo, I lost my whole family. I was the only survivor in that group. I got shot in the head 17 days later. Took me 3 years to survive at St. Albans. And here I am, almost 80 years old. 90, sorry. I'm not counting.
Young spirit.
I'm not counting.
Thank you so much for sharing.
Okay, so this is a section. Our movie's 2 hours and 15 minutes, so it goes on for a letting. Listen to this one song, and then we'll go back to the show. This is from our movie. Gentlemen won a peace prize. We usually go out to that Nobel Peace Prize in the Museum of Natural History. Go back, you can see a lot of shows over there.
Okay.
Okay, so movie goes on. A lot of good people talking about a lot of important things. Today also on Oprah's show, President Jimmy Carter was on. And I'd like to just say, we were talking about love, and love is very important to us. You can see love is a big section on Good News, and we have hundreds of shows about love. Thousands, because love is stronger than gravity. So asked by Oprah, what does love mean to Jimmy Carter on one of her older shows? He said it's four things, and a couple other good thoughts I want to share. Okay? So why don't we go into some nature? Oh, mindful loving. There's a thing, a thought, a way that people think. Oh, here's love. Okay, love. Eros, friendship, children, unselfishness for others. And he mentioned a Cuban priest had said to him, love people in front of you. That's what love meant. And his last thing he said about his marriage, of which he was married for a trillion, zillion, kabillion years, you never go to bed, you resolve your differences before you go to bed. So here's an interesting something that has been sent to us regarding the Do-Re-Mi COVID-19 virus. I should know this. We're so involved with actually bringing medical supplies in. So if you know people that need it, or you know people in positions that can receive them, because it's not so easy, please let us know, okay? But here's something that was created using the great and wonderful Sound of Music.
Let's start at the very beginning. A sore throat, a cough in Wuhan, and in no time at all, there were 1, 2, 3, and one went on a plane to get overseas.
Overseas.
Overseas, and that's how pandemics get started, you see. Woe is me.
Woe is me.
Now we've got COVID-19.
David.
Oh, let's see if I can make it easier.
Or Dia.
Do Sherry, not fear, but
Rabbi,
stay here.
Patrick.
Stay at home now, Stephen. Everyone.
James.
We must wash and clean things
Darren.
Well. Cars, no lunches, just for fun.
Carson.
Don't
Mo,
let COVID virus spread.
You. Thank you. Well.
Isolate yourself at home. See your friends online instead.
That's see your friends online.
Way to go. Oh, oh, oh. Do not fear, but please stay here. Stay at home now, everyone. We must wash and clean things well. Cars no longer such a fun. Don't let COVID virus spread. Isolate yourself at home. Love, think. Love, mooch, no Father, what you need.
Should always do that.
Your Bible tightly close, and will beat his dog with speed. So your life has been poisoned, and you're bored out of your mind. Suck it up and stay at home, and we'll leave this bug behind. Cough in your elbow, wash your hands, keep 2 meters away from me. Yes, please, I'm germ-free. And that's how I'd like to be. Keep away, please, from me. I say COVID-free. When it's been germ-free. And that's how I'd like to be. Keep away, please, from me. I say COVID-free. Germs, germ-free. Stay away from you. Stay inside your bubble now. Do not spread those germs around. Yes, you might be going mad and be desperate to get out. It's a nasty world out there. Keep the social distance rules. Everything you touch, beware. You can spread more germs to you.
Great job. Great job. Whoever did that, I don't know who did that. Okay, but it's a great job. No doubt about it. So this gentleman, people have been calling me John Krasinski, who I like on The Office, and he's doing real well. And those that are doing real well, and I believe he got almost 500,000 people watching his Good News with John Krasinski. Okay, I'm happy for him. I'm happy for those that watch, because I want everybody to have Good News channels. Okay, the other stuff, we need to know, but let's lessen the load. Okay, the world is good. The people of the world are good. We have our problems. No doubt this COVID-19 is a problem. And no doubt we need to be very careful for this, for the future, as we always have been. We'll show you how this viruses have been around for a long time, and we need to be wise. And hopefully this can wake our generation up for the future generations, okay? Let's listen in to John. Here are the good news he's sharing.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome back to SGN. I am John Krasinski, and now, let's get straight to the notes. That's right, even though the response to the first episode was incredibly positive, and for me, on a personal level, extremely emotionally overwhelming, at the FinMK wanted me to know, it could be better. And I quote, "Hey John Krasinski, I was watching your news show and couldn't help but think the intro needed more pop. First of all, how dare you? And second of all, you're right. So, let's run this back again, shall we?" Good evening, everyone, and welcome back to SGN. I am John Krasinski, and if you are one of the ones that didn't think my intro could be better, that's because you were just too busy simply ripping me off. That's right, in Okanagan, Canada, at Radio Kepler anointed himself as my SGN co-anchor without consulting a lawyer. And he did a frustratingly good job.
Temperatures are supposed to hit double digits by the weekend, so that's good news. Hey, there's no more paid parking at health authority sites, so that's good news. It looks like April Fool's Day has been canceled. Seriously, did anyone try and prank you today? Because if they did, that's kind of messed up, right?
In Tennessee, an entire family got in on the copyright infringement as they brought the good news from down south.
Thank you for watching some good news.
Oh, the intellectual property heist didn't stop there. No, it made its way all the way to Saigon.
Good evening.
Joseph?
and welcome to Some Good News Saigon. I'm your host, Prime. Yesterday we were inspired by a man named John Krasinski.
I know, it is a tough one. It's pronounced Kroninke. Kroninke. And that kind of behavior is not only SGN approved, it's encouraged. Because I'm very well aware I am only delivering the good news.
That's right.
You are the good news.
You got it.
And with that, it's time for some good news. Last week, we brought you stories from the front line of healthcare heroes dedicating everything they had to keeping the world safe. Well, this week, help was on the way. In a public call of desperation, the word went out that what these heroes needed more than anything were supplies. And the entire world answered the call. From huge corporations to local pizza shops, a massive effort of resupply and rejuvenation kicked into high gear. In Pennsylvania, the factory of Fanatics baseball apparel, the official manufacturer of your favorite baseball team's uniforms, halted production on jerseys and used the same fabric to make medical masks and hospital gowns with built-in team spirit. Not to be shown up, hockey manufacturer Bauer seemed to say, "I'll see your generous donation of hospital gowns and raise you essential protective face shields." And football also got involved when over 1 million N95 medical masks were delivered on the New England Patriots plane. Listen, I know you had something to do with this, Tom Brady, and even though you ripped my heart straight out of my chest a few weeks ago, by God, you put it right back in with this beautiful act of kindness. Nope. Tom Brady had absolutely nothing to do with that story. And the battle cry was answered not only by large companies, but by so many of you who joined the fight right from your very own homes. This week, mask making shockingly overtook Pinochle as the world's favorite hobby. In Michigan, the Romeo High School robotics team used 3D printers to make face shields for their local first responders. In Woodford, Kentucky, Ashley Lawrence, a college senior at Eastern Kentucky University, made masks specifically designed for the deaf and hard of hearing communities. But the powerful desire to help each other out was not only focused on the hospitals, it was focused on the people right in your very own neighborhood. In Dallas, a community nonprofit was started to offer hot meals to their furloughed service industry employees. Teachers in Arkansas took to the streets to make sure their students kept their school spirit alive.
What is this for? It's just a parade of teachers saying hi? That's awesome.
In Michigan, one high school principal would not let quarantine prevent her from awarding the school's highest honor to a more than deserving graduate.
Hi, Caitlin.
Hi.
So, I got you on camera because I want to announce something to you today.
Okay.
You are GTA's 2020 class valedictorian.
I know.
You are.
Oh my gosh, thank you so
you
much.
Are.
In South Dakota, a 12-year-old girl was having trouble with her math homework. So what did her all-star teacher do? He just drove over to her house with a whiteboard and started teaching her right through the window. And this brings me to a segment I like to call, Nice Job, Parents.
Okay, great. John, good job. We're happy to rip you off. No, we're happy to share your good news. It's always an honor to share people's good news. We've been doing it for 21 years. The world is good. People are doing good things, and that's what we like to do. We like to share it, those that are doing those good things. So we're up to now. I did mention that, unfortunately, there has been problems over the years. Through the centuries, similar health concerns in the 1720, actually, there was a plague, 1820, cholera, Spanish flu. Okay, so coronavirus. So the only reason I share that is let's be diligent. Let's come up with a solution, a resolve of how we're going to be dealing with this in the future and be wise and smart and be prepared, just like a Boy Scout. Okay, we got a lot of other additional good news on here, and would like to share a song from the Indigo Girls twins that they just released. Let's see, control, boom. Let's see, oh no. I might not be able to do this without two hands. Okay, always something going on. Hold on. Sorry.
I have been crying when he's
This is an Easter song and was shared dropped. With us.
Nails beat until the blood and water splashed. All of us believers making new path. We've been chosen to carry his cross. Christ is risen, hallelujah. Christ is risen in our hearts. When we can do it, rest onto his palms. He will touch you with his heart. He will lift you up.
Brand new release. Okay, that's Indigo Twins, who've been part of our Peace Day activities over the years. She performed out at the Oyster Bay Festival too. Thanks to Carson, who's on as well. So we are going to now end today's show here, this portion, with some of Claire Diab's creating some yoga outreach. And we're going to slow down and take a moment for some yoga and some breathing. Breathing is very, very important because that's what we do all day. And to know how to do it and how to be wise about doing it, it can only help you.
Hands down to the sides of the foot, child's pose.
So where we left off yesterday, let's take a moment.
Exhale here, inhale, cobra, hold it, legs are together. Exhale, child's pose. Inhale, left foot forward, equestrian pose. Using your hand to bring your foot forward, reach up for the sky. Exhale, hand to foot pose, head to knees. Bend your knees slightly, inhale, roll up hands to sky. Exhale, hands to heart. Two more, a different variation, bringing your right leg back first. Inhale, arms down and out, and hands to sky. Exhale, hand to foot pose, head to knees. Right leg back, equestrian pose. Reaching up for the sky.
Important thing here is to breathe.
Exhale, hands down, breathing. Now staying here. Inhale, right Pranayama. Arm up, press your fingertips up. Exhale, right arm down. Inhale, left arm up. Exhale, down. Inhale, both arms up. Exhale, hands to the sides of the feet, fingers straight ahead, mountain pose or child's pose. Bending the right knee and then the left, relax your head. Breathing in and breathing out, both heels down. Inhale, lowering the knees, coming into our variation of plank and lift up cobra. Exhale, chin in, back to mountain or child's pose. Inhale, right foot comes forward. If you need to, it's fine to use your hand. Reaching up for the sky. Exhale, hands come down. Inhale, left arm up. Exhale, left arm down. Inhale, right arm up. Exhale, right arm down. And then both arms up. Keep the right knee bent. Exhale. Hands down, quietly bring your left foot forward. And bend the knees slightly, inhale, roll up. Hands to sky.
This is a good
part. Exhale, hands to heart.
Okay.
And one more time.
Okay, thank you, Claire. So Claire's video is on Good News, and we're happy to share it each and every time. We're going to just take a little walk outside and see how the magnolia is doing. So the reason I keep putting on Claire is because she's fantastic. She's Deepak Yoga's, Chopra's yogi. But the important thing is to get some exercise. Whether you have the opportunity to be go outside or not, it's important to keep your body moving, right? You can do exercise. You don't need a gym. You just need, in fact, basketball players are going to play tonight in their backyards or whatever for a competition. That's good news. And let's just take a moment here to pay some homage one more time during this time for those that are suffering worldwide. Okay, I'd like to thank all of you for tuning in. We appreciate it. A lot of good things going on. I'm learning how to improve our show here. We've been doing it for, a couple weeks, 3-4 weeks on this time. Once again, let me remind you, it's Easter. In God we trust. In God we trust and everyone else pays care. So we've interviewed a lot of people over the years and a lot of wonderful interviews. Just like we went to the moon, we'll come up with a solution for a COVID virus, and that'll be a good day when that happens. Let's pray that it happens quickly. You are loved. Important thing is to believe in yourself and have honor and be orderly and have compassion. When you have compassion, like Jimmy Carter said, like the priest in Cuba said, when you have love for someone else, here it is, love. When you have love, life moves forwards in a beautiful way for you and for others. Okay, that's good. Be careful. May peace prevail on earth. Don't forget, if you do have a mask, make sure you clean it when you come inside. It's good to wear glasses as well. And I'm going to play one song after we do a Louise Hay commentary. My home fulfills all my needs, that's a good at a time like this, and desires. I fill my home with love. Well, that's also good by far, because love is more powerful than gravity. Happy Easter to everybody. Thank you. This is important. Lean on me. Okay, everyone. Thank you very much. Be happy to share more with you tomorrow and at 7 o'clock tonight. I think there's additions we can make to our show, and I'm happy I saw John's show, because we have a lot of those nice kinds of things. We just need to put it together better. A little hard under these conditions. A technician in another part, and all on our own, but we're doing what we believe in. We're happy to share people's good news. So anybody have comments, please send them today. If anybody has somebody that's in need of healing, I'll do the best I can. And thank you very much for tuning in. I love you. Peace and love. Health and happiness. And may you have a great Easter Sunday. Bye-bye.